This week, we're sitting down with the candidates vying to become Idaho's next governor. Today, we hear from GOP hopeful Harley Brown. Brown has held a variety of jobs, from a naval engineer to truck driver to cabbie. Before this gubernatorial run, he ran for president in 2016. The last time he ran for governor in 2014, he picked up a little more than 3% of the vote in the primary. Samantha Wright sat down with Brown and asked him, as governor, what would he do to provide health insurance coverage to the estimated 62,000 Idahoans who don't qualify for Medicaid or Affordable Care Act subsidies?
Well, as a hardcore right-winger Republican, frankly, my dear, I don't go for any of that crap. Now, that position is negotiable, okay? I'm not as hardcore like I am on guns about this, but I don't think it's the government's business to be in the insurance business. I mean, it's bad enough the state runs liquor stores, but, I don't think for sure the Fed shouldn't be involved in this. But the state under the 10th Amendment, you know, is authorized to do that. But as the song says, it ain't me, babe. No, it ain't me, babe. And like I say, I'm willing to hear other views, and I'm not super locked and concrete on that rather hardcore policy.
Idaho ranks 40th in the nation for its low high school graduation rates. How would you tackle that problem? Idaho is already projected to have a shortage of skilled workers over the next few years.
Yeah, now that's something else. There's three young people groups that I really, my heart goes out for. One are the aborted babies. They never had a chance. Two are these kids graduating from college with, you know, $100,000 worth of debt. And the third are the poor little foster kids who are just looking for a home and somebody to adopt them, okay? But on that college kid stuff, I got a degree in engineering, okay? And they ran math down my throat, and I never used it once I got out of the college.
So what should the kids do?
The kids, they should have an academic smorgasbord. If they want to be plumbers, they can be plumbers. They want to be carpenters or long-haul truck drivers, like I got from the VA. They trained me how to be a truck driver. Electricians, steel workers, surveyors, you know. These are very well-paying jobs, and they can start their own companies, and the academics are not that marketable, especially if you get a degree in history of German ballet or something. So I'm all for technical trades. I don't blame them for not wanting to go to college and getting into debt. It's a scourge of their generation.
Idaho has a rich Western heritage treasured in its rural areas, but the urban centers are growing quickly. What would you do to preserve Idaho's traditions while embracing its identity as the fastest growing state in the country?
I live out in the country. I don't like homeowners associations, which are another little layer of government you got to pay homage to, or they'll put a lien on your home. And, you know, I like it out there where I can be free, and that's my particular personal choice. When you get a bunch of people stacked up in the cities, they're easy prey for government if they ever wanted to take over, you know. I'm not an urban type of a guy, you know. Personally, I like the country. You know, a country boy can survive. If there was ever a massive breakdown of our computers or our grid system, you know, you can get a generator out there and live and survive. Where if you're herded up into some apartment complex, you're totally dependent upon infrastructure beyond your control. And I don't blame people for wanting to go to the city, but it's their choice, and let them live with their consequences.
Harley Brown is a candidate seeking the Republican nomination for governor in the May primary.